Welcome back to Keep Idaho Red Radio on 107.5 FM, 580 AM, and that means you're listening to KIDO, and we're on KLIX in the Magic Valley. We just have been revisiting the election, and we're getting some insights from candidates, and then we're going to talk to the Ada County clerk that's just been elected. His name is Trent Triple, to get some insights on the general impressions of what happened during the election here in Ada County. And that's the show again. We're just going to be talking about kind of revisiting the elections. So we'd like to welcome to the show, Keep Idaho Red Radio, Trent Triple, who is the clerk-elect. And you will start your job what day, Trent?
January 9th, I'll get sworn in.
So good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thank you for joining us. So Trent, we want to talk about a few topics. And the first one I want to chat with you about is kind of the general takeaways of the election itself. So maybe talk about, let's start with just turnout, general turnout numbers, and maybe compare that to what it was 4 years ago, because we always look at the same election cycle. It's a four-year cycle. And maybe talk about the turnout then, the turnout now, and what differences you saw and why you think there was a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year we had percentage-wise a 61.4% turnout for the election. That means 186,703 registered voters of the 304,317 showed up to vote. How does that compare to 2018? It's lower in terms of percentage. We also had a lot less registered voters back in 2018, around 246,000. So quite a fewer registered voters. Back then, we had about 190,000. So it was about a 78% turnout rate back in 2018. One of the things I look at is obviously back then we had an open governor's seat.
Mm-hmm, we did.
With Butch Otter retiring. Very competitive race with Paulette Jordan in that, as well as the Medicaid expansion on the ballot as well, that had a lot of interest here in the local area.
So it was a strong Democratic candidate. There was a big ballot initiative with Medicaid expansion.
Absolutely.
And you think that had a lot to do with the differential in the overall turnout.
Okay. But if you dig into the numbers, as I'm sure you have, you can see
a little bit.
Republican turnout was much higher this time around in terms of percentage. There seemed to be a lot more energy on the Republican side to turn out and vote. So,
and what percentage of Republicans did turn out to vote in this election?
This year, just over 69% turnout for registered Republicans.
And what did that compare to for registered Democrats?
58.6%.
So that's a 10.5% differential in terms of turnout.
That's correct.
So good on the Republicans for coming out in Ada County and voting for their candidates. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about, I noticed the numbers in terms of raw numbers for Ada County, and the number of people that cast absentee ballots this year seemed to be much higher than there was in the past, and maybe early voting was a little less than in the past. Maybe talk a little bit about those trends and what you saw there, if there's any takeaways there.
Yeah, the absentee obviously was up significantly. Previous election, 2018, we had just over 20,000 absentee votes, ran around 24,000 absentee voters turned their absentees in. This year, close to 48,000 had turned theirs in. I don't know the exact numbers right in front of me, but we had about a 90% return rate on those absentees, which is
right.
is pretty high.
Yeah,
and the numbers that I saw is this is the first time I believe that registered Republicans actually had more absentee requests than Democrats and unaffiliated.
And then early voting was, what are the early voting numbers look like? And wasn't early voting process a little different this year than it was 4 years ago?
Early voting was slightly down in terms of overall total numbers. This year we did 2 weeks of early voting as opposed to 3 weeks, which we did in 2018. But we also have additional sites for early voting this year as opposed to 2018. So we felt like that was a good compromise to go with 2 weeks, but more sites that would allow people to come in that 2 weeks prior to the election.
And then, of course, a lot of people showed up on Election Day.
A lot. A lot of people showed up on election day. It's always the most popular means of voting here in Ada County. We have strived diligently, unlike some other counties, to maintain our precinct integrity for people to be able to vote where they live. We also recognize, however, that a lot of people don't work where they live. And so early voting and absentee is still a valid option for people to vote, so it's more convenient for them. But we had 197 precincts at 181 locations. We did have 16 dual precincts, which we're still trying to figure those out. Mm-hmm. There was there's always a challenge with voting in schools,
right,
and churches, and you know, finding places for us to vote is always a challenge. And depending on the temperament at the time, you know, if you've just had an incident in a school, clearly there's a lot of people on edge about allowing citizens to walk in and vote in schools. But we're working through those nuances. We have good relationships with the different school districts, and we'll continue to do that. We want Election Day voting to be accessible to everybody that wants to.
By the way, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Trent Triple, who is the clerk-elect for Ada County. And you're listening to KIDO, 107.5 FM, 580 AM, and KLIX in the Magic Valley. Trent, obviously, it seemed like it was a pretty seamless process. But one thing, obviously, the big challenge was this time is that because there's 197 precincts versus 151 precincts 4 years ago, did you feel like everybody was able to find their precinct and their new precinct and vote in the proper place? Or was there some voter confusion, did you feel?
Every election we have a few folks that are challenged with different precincts. Every election we have to move some precincts. Fortunately, we've been through the primary this year after redistricting, which added those additional sites. We've now mailed out to every registered voter twice the new location. So we're hoping people through that as well as the access to the website can find out exactly where they need to vote. We try to make it as easy as possible if someone shows up at the wrong precinct to get them to the right precinct to be able to vote on Election Day.
And now let's talk a little bit about, I think people don't really have a good understanding of the clerk's office, right? They think that all you do is you run the elections, and man, that is way, way, way off. I met with you recently and you talked about your real job description, and it is it's a very big job. So maybe give people a sense, Trent Triple, who's the new clerk-elect, exactly what the clerk does.
Yeah, it's a great question that we get quite often. Obviously, with the attention on elections over the last couple of years and the integrity of the elections, clerks have been getting a lot of attention. But most of our office is focused on running the courts for the county. We are also the recorder for the county. Any kind of permit, land, title, deed, anything officially recorded of the county comes through our office.
And marriage licenses?
Licenses, passports, alcohol licenses, catering permits, everything that like that comes through our office. We also are the budget officer for the county, which means we develop the budget, we manage the budget, we execute the budget, and a $330 million budget is not something to poke a stick at. We have a lot of people focused on that. Elections takes up probably 20% of the clerk's time.
But in our minds, it's 100%.
Well, and even in those during election time, it's 100% of my time too, close to an election. But outside of those election seasons, we're dedicated to doing a lot of other work for the county.
And so in that $330 million budget you talked about, what's in that? Like, what is that? Is that the court system? Is it the what is that?
It's public safety. It's the sheriff's office. It's the prosecutor's office. The coroner's office. The assessors. It encompasses everything that a person's property taxes that goes towards county services encompasses. So to include the landfill, we manage all kinds of revenue feeds from tax dollars to fees that we take in. And make sure that it's all squared away at the end of the day. We have an internal audit system that checks us, but we also get externally audited every year for how we use taxpayer dollars.
And we spoke with with Rod Beck earlier in the program, and And Rod, obviously, you must work closely with him because he sees these budgets ultimately. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. The commissioners have the ultimate say on the budget. They approve the overall budget. And the great thing in Eddy County is we have a very good working relationship with our commissioners and other elected officials, where it's not necessarily a contentious event for us, unlike some other counties that I've heard in the past have had terrible times developing and executing their budgets. We have a really smooth operation here in Eddy County.
So 30 seconds, just any final thoughts on some of the things that you'd like to get done as clerk?
We want to just continue building trust in government services, especially elections. We want people to know that their vote counts. We want them to know that when they interact with the county, that they're being told the truth, that they have transparency all over the place, and that they're getting what they deserve.
Well, we've been speaking with Clerk-elect Trent Triple. And by the way, we just had Veterans Day, and you are a vet.
That's
and
great.
We thank you very much for your military service. And we will be right back with Keep Idaho Red Radio.